Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so I wanted to talk on the idea, are people really bad at video games? Because I feel that nobody is really bad at video games. I feel that your skill level might not be all the way there. But my thing is this. My question is to people that believe that they are bad at a video game, do you understand the video game? Like, so let's say for an example, you have friends that play Apex Legends, but you don't play because you think that you're bad at the game. No, your skill's not all the way there. The thing is this, you are pretty much going into a city that you don't know where these streets lead to. You don't know where they are inside these buildings. You don't know what's going on in this city. But there are people that have lived in this city their whole life, bruh. And the funny thing is, there's people that have lived in that city their whole life. They pay attention. They understand. They remember. So they know their way around. And you got some people out there where they same situation, lived in the city, know the streets, all that, but they still get lost. Fam, I can't say that I lived in Seattle. I lived outside of Seattle, but at one point in time, I worked in Seattle for 4 years straight, bruh. 4 years straight. Just recently was hanging out with one of my friends in Seattle. I had no idea where I was at one point in time. And I'm like, bruh, there are some of these areas where I'm like, I've been to these areas. I should know these areas. And I can't even like, bruh, it was funny because the old street that I used to go to where they like to head into work and stuff, so different now. So different. I'm looking around and I'm like, dang, new stores, new, like, just everything. Everything's just new. All right, cool. You know, it's just one of those things where I'm like, I guess I'm gonna just have to, yeah, just remember it and figure it out and stuff. But yeah, then it was funny because then when I was going to go meet up with my friend, I still was getting lost. And I'm like, fam, I should know these areas. So that's the thing, though, where it's like, you might think that you're bad at something, but it's like, no, it's just that your skill level ain't all the way there. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're bad. My thing is this, and overall, like the whole city example and all that stuff, you know how to walk, you know how to maneuver around, you'll figure it out, you'll remember it. And then at some point in time, these areas, it's going to be normal walks, just normal walks in the parks for you. You know, so that's why I'm like, yeah, bro, I personally just don't believe that people are bad at games. I just think that if you sat down and you played it for a little bit longer, you definitely will be better at the video game. But no, so the reason why I'm doing this podcast episode, because somebody recently commented underneath one of my videos. It's funny because it wasn't even me playing the game. It was a video that I had stitched on TikTok and I posted it on YouTube. But so anyways, so the video, it's of somebody playing the video game Helldivers 2. So in Helldivers 2, they got these enemies called Chargers. They're like these big, like, rock aliens and stuff. Like, it's this, like, bug-like alien, but its whole body is made out of rock. Like, the thing, so the way that I figured out how to take those things out fast is by getting a flamethrower and just setting that whole thing on fire. I'm like, rather than trying to, like, aim at it head-on and be shooting at it, no. Just what you gotta do is get a flamethrower, aim at that thing, jump to the side, shoot at it some more and stuff, and then at some point in time, that thing just falls out and dies. But my thing is this, I play a lot of that game, right? And so the thing, I'm not trying to make it seem like I'm the best player in the world, but there are at times where I'm playing that game and I am the best player on the team. I get the most kills, I'll exit with the most samples, like I actually be playing the game. You know, you got some people, the funny thing is, I remember when I very first got into that game, yeah, I was all about killing the enemy, doing the main objective, and going on into the spaceship, and flying off and things. Now, I'm like, nah, bruh, if I'm like, my thing is this, if it's me and another person or a full squad, I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, bruh, I'll do the mission by myself if I need to, you know? But my thing is like, I'm so invested into that game right now. I'm so invested into that game to where I actually sit down and I be playing it. I have to say I am a lot better because my skill level got up in that game. Yeah, if I still would have had the same skill level I had when I very first started playing that game, I would have been, yes, I would have agreed. I'd say, yes, I am bad at the game. But yeah, so the guy, he comments talking about like I'm bad at the game and bad at the commentary that I did for the video. And I'm thinking to myself like, you picked up all that from like what, a 10-15 second video that I'm bad at the game. The funny thing is like you never even seen me play the game. That's not even my clip. So it's like that's somebody where it's like his skill level more so like trying to navigate throughout the internet. Yeah, it's not really all that high. Some may say that he's just a bad commenter when it comes to commenting on people's videos, because it's like, fam, you ain't did no research. You don't know nothing about that content creator. You ain't never seen me play the game. So it's like, how can you come up with an assumption if you don't know nothing about that individual, the game that they're playing, just overall that whole thing that's going on right then and there? How am I supposed to trust your comment on something and you don't know nothing about that individual? So yeah, some may flip it back on him and say, yeah, you're just bad at commenting on videos. You don't even know nothing, bruh. So, but my thing is this, like if you've seen me play Helldivers, that's something, because no, I just recently had played with some friends. And the thing is, even they were saying that, and I really didn't feel like I did. Like, I was trying to look at it as like we were all playing equal, but I was leaving with the most kills. I was, doing the objectives and all that stuff. It was at one point in time, I think, I can't remember if it was me and one of them, or if they both didn't get like a chance to extract. But I think there was at one point in time where I ended up extracting by myself because they didn't extract. And then there is another time I'm playing with a complete random. I ain't never played with this person before, but I think we were playing on challenging. So anyways, because I was like, yeah, that mission was way too hard. I was like, there was no way possible that mission was on medium. I'm like, I've played on medium numerous different times, and I've never had that much of a challenge before. But so anyways, so me and the guy, we're playing it on challenging. We get to it's just me and him. There ain't no two other people. It's just me and him. Bro, when I tell you we were struggling so much to extract, we completed the mission, we did everything, all of a sudden, waves of enemies was attacking us, bro. Waves of enemies. It didn't matter if I had used the laser stratagem. It didn't matter what weapon I had. It didn't matter what I had going on. Waves of enemies was attacking us. But guess what? I extract by myself. The dude, he died quite a few times. I was having to like shoot enemies off, revive him, and I think it got to a point where I couldn't even revive him anymore, so I had to just run around until the ship had landed, ended up making it into the ship. But I'm thinking to myself like, bruh, and I think of like other video games where it's like people may say that I'm bad at it because, oh, like I'll play a video game on easy, or I don't want to play a game online, or it's, you know, whatever the situation is. Like, I feel like people will say that about me when it comes to gaming, and I'm like, I play the game at my own pace. You know, like, I'm not bad at the game, but I'm not gonna say that I'm the best player in the world. Like, the thing is this, I'm humbled enough to know that, yeah, I'm not the best player in the world, but my thing is this, I'm not bad either. I'm like, you put any video game in front of me, I'm like, bruh, if I sat down and put the same amount of time that I put into Helldivers into, like, Call of Duty or Apex, I even remember when I was sitting down playing Fortnite for a while, you know, and I was, bruh, there is at times, I think I remember the one game where I left with like 15 kills, because I was actually, bro, the funny thing was, it's like, my skill, it was at the same exact spot that it was at when I stopped playing that game, like, a while prior, before and stuff. So that's why I'm like, fam, me personally, I would not say that I'm bad at video games. It don't matter what video game it is, whether it's a shooting game, a racing game, a brand new game to the scenes. I'm like, the one game that I just had started playing, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm struggling on a mission right now, but I got the thing is this. When I very first had started playing that game, it was a friend of mine that texted me, I need to take my watch off, because I'm like, no distractions while I'm doing podcast episodes and stuff. Podcast episodes, videos, any of that. So, but the one video game, Dragon's Dogma 2, I just recently started playing that game. And I'll admit, I struggled a little bit, but I did get, I wouldn't say that I got relatively far in that game, but I got some distance in that game to know that I'm good at that game. Yes, I might struggle on the level, but who doesn't? I feel that everybody struggles on a game that they're playing. There's not one single person in this world that's been like, oh, every video game. Or actually, you know what? No, I take that back. There's that one guy, he's an Xbox player. And that guy, he always be getting, 100% completion in video games. He be getting all the achievements and stuff. So, excuse me. Yeah, that guy, he gets a pass. And there's probably other people out there that's, like him. But for the most part, I would have to say that, the good majority of gamers, they struggle. It's either multiplayer or a single player game. Them the only two types of games that people really be playing. But everybody's gonna struggle on a video game. There's not one single person in this world that's gonna be like, oh, I never struggle on a video game. I'm the best player in the world. And I'm not. No, you're not. No, you're. My thing is this. If it takes you saying that, that's how I know that you're not the best player in the world. If you gotta go around and tell people that you're the best player in the world, you're not the best player in the world. You're not. There's a kid that probably he's struggling in science class right now, can't figure out nothing in with all his classes, and he barely even plays the game that that you so-called claim that you're the best at. He can go one-on-one against you and most likely, bruh, send you home crying. So that's why I'm like, the thing is this. Again, there's no good players, there's no bad players. It's just a lot of play. I feel like there's a lot of people in the gaming industry where they got skill or they don't got skill. But even if you don't even play video games, I don't look at it as all like, fam, you're bad at this game. Oh, you're horrible. I'm like, no, you've never played this. See, that's one thing about it. It's like if somebody were to come to me and be like, hey, T-Moss, I want to get into video games. Okay, cool. What type of video games you want to get into? Well, I see you play that racing game, Forza. So I want to play that. All right, cool. Bet. You know, there's like, you need kind of like a coach or somebody to kind of help you out with the game. Just let me know. I'm there. All right, cool. No problems about it. So they invite me into their game. They're all like, okay, how am I doing? They're not really driving all that fast. I'm like, fam, you got to understand, this is a video game. You can drive as fast as you want to drive. I'm like, you ain't got to do the speed limit in no video game. They're just like, are you sure? Like, I'm like, bro, this is a video game. Look, I'm going to tell you this right now. You ain't going to destroy this car, because guess what? After this mission, car is 100% fixed. You ain't got to do no extra stuff to it. It ain't like that's money. That's actual money coming up out your pocket. You got virtual money in this game. Bro, drive that car to the max. Crash into the walls. Crash into me. But my thing is this. I feel that the one thing that people need to remember about video games, and I think partially a lot of this is blame on developers, because they want to make it seem like that, oh, you got to be good at this game in order to like play it and all that stuff. But no, my thing is this. You gotta have fun when it comes to video games. It shouldn't be a situation where it's like you playing a game and you're all like, oh man, I wanna get my skill level up. No, you gotta have fun with that video game, bro. You gotta have fun with it. It should never be a situation where it's all like, oh, I gotta, because no, some developers, I feel like that they do push out that like whole mindset with their video game where it's all like, oh, you gotta play the last few games in order to be good at this game. Why can I not just play that game? That's the latest one out, so I gotta waste my money on all these other different games just to what? Oh, I gotta be slightly faster, or I gotta, shoot better. My aim gotta be, or if it's a racing game, oh, my car's gotta be at this type of speed or that type. I'm like, nah, bruh. I should be able to play whatever video game I want to play and have fun with it, because at the end of the day, how I grew up when it came to playing video games, it was about having fun. For an example, the one game where it's like no skill level is needed with that game. Yeah, you gotta have like an understanding of that game, but the thing is this, there is no skill level with that game. Mario Kart. Anybody can play Mario Kart. Anybody in this world can play Mario Kart. I have seen my parents play Mario Kart. I have seen my sister play Mario Kart. I have seen family and friends play other extended family. And then, yes, my friends, I've seen them play Mario Kart. I've seen people on YouTube play Mario Kart. Any and everybody can play Mario Kart. That is a game that requires no skill level. Because you really don't know. Oh, I feel like you. Well, no. I feel like that game. You probably need like the bare minimum. The bare minimum of skill when it comes to that game. But other than that, no. You're chilling. Like, you are 100% chilling when it comes to Mario Kart. But I'm trying to think of some other games where it's like you don't really need no skill level and stuff. Yeah, there are some other games out there where it's like that and things. But yeah, at the end of the day, it should be all about having fun with the video game. It shouldn't be some stuff where I'm on. Like, oh, I gotta like play this game for hours upon hours. No, I should just be able to play that game and just be like, oh, okay, I understand. All right, cool. You know, then just whenever I get the kids, it's like there's so many different video games that's out. I'm like, even if that was the case where I am bad at video games, I'm like, bruh, look at how many video games are out. Look at how many video games I have alone. Bruh, I got probably hundreds. I got probably hundreds of video games on my PlayStation account. I know for a fact I got over, I think it's like what, probably 1,000, because you got like Xbox Game Pass and I got my games. So yeah, there's hundreds upon hundreds of video games I own on my Xbox, hundreds of games I own on my Steam account. I own some games on Epic Games. I'm saying, bro, there's so many different games that exist, and I'm like, I'm trying to remember, figure this game out. I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm like, hey, if my thing is this, if I am bad at a video game, so what? So many people are bad at a video game. If that is the case where it's like, it ain't even about skills, like it's just about people being good or bad, then yeah, you got a lot of people out there that's bad at a video game. So, anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you. Overall, don't even feel bad if you think that you're bad at a game, but most likely you're not. You just need to play the game a little bit and then get a better understanding. And even if you are like, oh, I have and I still don't understand that, I'm like, okay, then that's a game that's not meant for you. That don't necessarily mean that you're bad. So, anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode. Make sure you like and subscribe if you're viewing this on YouTube. Follow or subscribe viewing this on podcast streaming service. Thank you guys and peace.